Louise.
I was really excited just before my departure. When I arrived, we stayed in a kind of hut, but there were five people sleeping in the same room, and I found it a bit crowded. I wish I'd checked this before leaving, because I've heard that other conservation projects have better living conditions, and I could have chosen a different project. The main part of my job was counting elephants. Sounds a bit boring, I know, but I loved it. And apart from the elephants, I saw all kinds of extraordinary wildlife. I also made some amazing new friends. It was a unique experience. I've been back now for 3 months and I'm having trouble finding a new job. I could have stayed on in Africa, but I didn't have enough money. If only I'd saved more before I left, I could have had 2 years there. Not to worry. I've had an amazing year and I've managed to make a dream come true. How many people can say that?
Terry.
Things were quite hard to start, and I wish I'd done a bit more market research before I gave up my job. For example, I found out that I got more calls at weekends, so perhaps, in the beginning, I could have worked part-time for the bank and started my business at weekends only. This would have helped my money situation. And the other thing, I should have checked out other companies doing this kind of work. I quickly found out that I wasn't charging enough, so I wasn't making enough money. Still, after 2 years, things are going quite well, and I'm managing to make a decent living. I don't think this will make me a millionaire, and getting set up was much harder than I thought it would be. I wish I'd done a course on starting a small business, but it's too late now. But I do have much more flexibility in my working life, and most important of all, I'm my own boss.